everyone, and welcome to Rebuilding the Walls. Yes, we're going to be rebuilding some walls that have been torn down within the body of Christ for many years. I have to apologize for our show being MIA for a while. I was doing some groundwork in terms of getting our audio and visual aid sorted out, but we are back and we are up and running. Yes, and I want to welcome all new listeners. I am grateful for the ears that are listening. I am hoping and praying that God has been working in your life and that you, through this podcast, will come to know Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, if you have not as yet. Once again, I want to encourage us to continue to pray one for another. This is a very trying season, and we know that we're going to need each other if we're going to come out stronger than we came in. We're going to need each other in order to grow and survive COVID-19. Continue to pray for your leaders, both your church leaders as well as your heads of governments, because as I've always said here, guys, every decision that they make affects us all. So we have to lift them up in prayer that godly wisdom, knowledge, and understanding will prevail. So the last time we were here, we looked at knowing our identity in Christ. By way of a reminder, we know that our identity in Christ is based upon who He is and what He has done for us. And a part of knowing who we are includes knowing why we are here. Why were we created? And I want you guys to know this. All of us were created for a purpose and to serve a specific purpose. Even if we feel as if we are, you know, not serving any purpose at this moment, just know that you are not a mistake. I am not a mistake, and we were sent here by God to fulfill a need. I believe it was this morning I read Ecclesiastes 3, which says, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven." The Bible also tells us in Proverbs 16 verse 4 that the Lord has made everything for Himself, even the wicked for the day of evil. Another version says that the Lord made everything for its purpose, even the wicked for the day of evil, which again shows us that everything has a purpose. So this week we want to look at walking in our God-given purpose, our purposes, as many times we're called to fulfill more than one purpose. And while doing my research for this podcast, I have to say that the information will definitely surpass one episode. So what we're going to do is we're going to split it in two and pick up from wherever we stop this week, next week. All right, so as usual, to get a feel of what is happening out there outside of my four walls, I went ahead and asked the following questions on my social media platforms. And for those of you who do not know, we are currently on Facebook at Broken for God's Glory Ministries, as well as we're on Instagram as BGG_ministries. All right, so the questions that I asked them on WhatsApp and Facebook. So the first question is, do you believe that everyone has a specific purpose that they were created by God to carry out? The second question is, do you know or understand your purpose or calling? And I'm going to explain why I say purpose or calling a little further down. And if you know your purpose or know your calling, how did you come about identifying your purpose or calling? And why do you believe or think that it is important for us to walk or fulfill our purpose or calling? From these questions, I got about 6 responses. And of the 6 responses, only one individual actually knew or understood their calling or their purpose and was walking therein. This young lady said she found out through prayer and fasting, as well as she prayed, God sent her help, someone to help equip her in her calling. I really appreciated her response, as again, we see how important mentors are. The sad reality is that a lot of people, not only Christians, have no idea what their calling or purpose in life is. And I am using calling and purpose interchangeably, as some circles use calling as a substitute for the word purpose, even though by definition, your calling is a strong urge towards a particular way of life, while purpose is the reason for which you were created. So in a sense, we could say that your calling, which people usually refer to as your passion, guides you to your purpose. So for example, if my purpose in life is to help the homeless, there will always be something inside of me that propels me in that direction. Let me say this also, that in one sense, we're always living in God's purpose. Even if our current status does not look very purposeful, God is God and He works all things according to His purposes, and nothing can happen in our lives without Him ordaining it. So in a sense, everything leads up to the real purpose for which we were created. Again, how do we know that we were created for a purpose and not just made to wander earth? First of all, God is very intentional in all He does. Paul, in his letters to the people of Corinth, tells us that even the foolishness of God is greater than the wisdom of men. So even if we do not understand the why, there is still a reason behind whatever God does. All right? But let's look at a few scriptures which tells us that every last one of us were created for a purpose. Jeremiah 29 verse 11 says, "For I know the thoughts I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end." Romans 8 verse 28, "And we know that all things work together for good of them that love God, to them that are called according to His purpose." Proverbs 16 verse 9 says, "A man's heart deviseth his ways, but the Lord directs his steps." John 15:16, "He have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that he should go and bring forth fruit, that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever he shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you." In Acts 26 verse 16, Jesus said to Paul, "But rise and stand upon thy feet, for I have appeared unto thee for this purpose, to make thee a minister and a witness, both of these things which thou hast seen, and of those things in which I will appear unto thee." Ephesians 2 verse 10 says, "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God had before ordained that we should walk in them." Psalm 139 verses 13 to 16 says, "For thou hast possessed my reins, thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul know it right well. My substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret and curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Thine eyes did see my substance, yet being unperfect, and in thy book all my members were written, which in continuance were fashioned, when as yet there were none of them." My God, the New International Version says, "Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be." My God, thank you, Lord, that you ever thought about us. The truth is, even though we were created by God for a particular reason, there are things that we may or may not do, which could cause us to walk contrary to God's will for our lives. So how do we know if we are living completely opposite to what God has planned for us? The list I'm about to share with us is taken from cornerstone.edu. The first is that you're blatantly living in sin. Even though this is self-explanatory, if you are openly and shamelessly disobeying the Bible, you are not living in God's purpose, and you will certainly experience a sense of aimlessness in your life. The second is you lack joy and excitement. If you wake up every day filled with apathy, you are probably not doing what you were meant to do. God has created you uniquely. He has really good things planned for you. And one of the fruits of the Spirit is joy. Galatians 5 verse 22. Sure, there will be difficult things you encounter that require patience and persistence. But overall, you should have a sense of joy and excitement that fills your days, your work, and your relationships. In his book, Desiring God, John Piper says, "The pursuit of joy in God is not optional. It is not an extra that a person might grow into after he comes to the faith." The third one is you don't feel much fulfillment in life which can be tied in with the second one. I can more than relate to this one. I remember days when I used to tell a coworker that, you know what, I just feel as if there is something else that I should be doing. I just did not feel fulfilled, as if something was missing from my life. And I just, like other persons, had to go and search out and ask the Lord, what is it that He desires for me for this season? Or what is it that I should be doing with my life? The author says that if you go about your days experiencing little fulfillment, you may be wandering from your God-given purpose. Fulfillment comes from doing rewarding, meaningful, purposeful things. This could be from a job that taps into your skills and passion, from a relationship that involves giving and receiving, from hobbies that are invigorating instead of mind-numbing. Yes, you'll have to do certain things that are boring and unfulfilling, but if your entire life is gray, you probably need a change, as well as you have no direction. If you don't know God's purpose for your life, you constantly feel a sense of aimlessness. You feel as though you're wandering from thing to thing without any forward progress. Nothing excites you, and you don't have any specific goals you're working toward. Unlike the Israelites who wandered for 40 years, yet still had a goal, the promised land, you don't even have a goal in front of you. So if you are experiencing anything that seems similar to these, it could mean that you are wandering far from home. And here's the twist though, you could actually be feeling this way and you still don't know, you're still not sure what your purpose is. So how do I go about identifying my calling or my purpose? The first thing you want to do is go to God in prayer. As I've shared earlier, the young lady that was able to identify her calling did so through prayer. If you feel purposeless, ask God to give you wisdom and direction. James 1 verse 5 states that if any man lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given to him. Ask God for purpose and expect him to give it to you. And the truth is, a lot of times we pray and we don't stop to hear what God is saying. The next thing is to dig into God's word. The primary way God speaks to us is through the Bible. This means that one of the first things you should do in your search for God's purpose is to start digging into scriptures. Now, understand this. You won't find any verses that tells you that, okay, you need to become a nurse or a painter. But you will begin to understand the heart of God. Psalm 119 verse 105 says, "Your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." God's words bring light to paths that were otherwise dark. Outside of these two, you want to go ahead and determine your gifts and your strengths. So get your notepad out. God has given you very specific gifts and strengths. Maybe you're a math whiz or a wise counselor. Maybe you have a mind for electronics or business. Maybe you're great at organizing people and getting things done. God's purpose for you probably involves the things that you are already good at. This is where education can be partially valuable. And I love that the author says partially valuable, because at the end of the day, our strength and everything that we will need really comes from God. Going to college or going back to college allows you to discover your gifts and then determine how you're going to use them. It also connects you with people who want to help you to find your purpose. And the next is to determine your passion. And I put our passions, because as I said, you can be passionate about more than one thing. All right, so he says, what is one thing that you are particularly passionate about? So for me in particular, I love education. Anything that has to do with education and worship ministry, those are my areas. So for you, it could be business, art, economic, alleviating poverty, whatever. If money wasn't an issue, what would you love to do? Determining your passions often helps you to figure out what God has called you to do. It is often said that God works at the intersection of our gifts and our passion. Where do your gifts meet your passions? That may be God's purpose for you. Another thing is to bring others into your life. Proverbs 11 verse 14 says, "Where there is no guidance, a people falls, but in the abundance of counselors, there is safety." In other words, one of the main ways God helps you to find your purpose is through others. Your counselors should be people you can trust. Whether this is your professors, parents, or friends, it needs to be people who have your back and want the best for you. You want wise counselors to help you to find God's purpose for you. The writer also says that sometimes it is incredibly helpful to get away from it all and to just take some unhurried time to think, pray, and journal. During this time, allow yourself to simply be still, to ponder, to ask God for direction, and listen for His voice. And in the end, trust God. Trying to discover your life purpose can be a stressful, overwhelming thing. It can seem like a big, confusing, frustrating subject. You want to move forward, but you're not sure how. You want to find your purpose, but you feel like you're aimlessly wandering. But you can trust God to lead you where He wants you to go. As Psalm 22 verses 2 to 3 says, "He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for His name's sake." So you may feel confused, but just remember that God is not confused. Until we meet again to wrap up this topic, I want you to go ahead and start seeking the Lord diligently regarding His purpose for your life. I want you to also go online and get some reading done. Reading is essential to your overall growth and development. Dr. Miles Monroe also has some really good teachings on purpose and walking therein on YouTube. Go ahead and check them out. In the words of the late Dr. Miles Monroe, "Don't die old, die empty. That's the goal of life. Go to the cemetery and disappoint the graveyard." This means don't die full. Don't die with your goals, visions, and purpose still inside of you. When our lives here on earth is over, let it be said, we gave it our all. God bless you. Take care. And I will see you guys next week.